Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab Askari. Dear listeners, I have with me a very special guest. We have with us Mr. Salman Akhavi with me. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Dear listeners, Mr. Salman Nakhavi is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University and a researcher in the field of Hawza Almi of Qom. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
It's a pleasure to be on the show again.
So we discussed about the domains of behavior and some of the relationships you can teach your child. And the last relationship that we were talking about was how you can help a child develop a relationship with others. What next do we have in these relationships?
The various relationships that have to be managed by any human being.
Yeah.
And especially we have to bring up our children in a manner that they can manage those relationships. Basically, we have four relationships,
yeah,
as we mentioned. And we were talking about the relationship with other human beings. Apart from our relationship with ourselves, then we have the relationship with the environment, which we need to talk about in detail.
Yeah.
Then we have the general relationship with Allah Almighty,
yeah,
the Creator. And all these four special relationships or specialized relationships are subsumed under that grand relationship that we have with Allah Almighty. And when we talk about Allah Almighty as the creator of mankind, the sustainer, our Lord, worthy of being worshipped, He has authority over us. He is our wali.
Yes.
The extension of that wilayat is in the form of the wilayat of the imams, the infallible imams.
All right.
Of course, before that is the wilayat of the Holy Prophet.
True.
I do not use the term guardianship for the translation of wilaya. Wilaya is much more than that.
All right.
It's not just guardianship.
So it's an umbrella term that guardianship also comes under this.
Yes, wali is not...
Confined to guardianship.
Not confined. Maybe an aspect of it is guardianship.
All right.
So wilayat is a term of Arabic, of the Quranic Arabic, which may not be, which we may not be able to translate properly.
All right.
In English. Or any other language for that matter. Of course, languages which are rich, have the Arabic script, like Urdu, like Persian, they can employ the term wilayat as it is.
Yeah.
In English, we also should use the word wilayat because it is a very important concept.
All right.
It is the extension of the wilayat of Allah Almighty.
All right.
And it doesn't fall under the purview of the special relationship. Yes, when we are talking about the special relationship with Allah Almighty, that is the relationship which we have in the form of devotional worship and practice.
True.
And this is what we have to ingrain in our child's mind also.
Exactly.
And its behavior.
So how
But there's something beyond that, and that is wilayat of Allah Almighty,
yeah,
it encompasses all our relationships.
Exactly. So how do we teach that to our children? I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I have Mr. Salman Naqvi with me in the studio, and we're talking about the relationships that we need to teach our children. So you were talking about the relationship of wilaya.
Yes. So wilaya, as I said, of the without holding on to the hablullah, which is wilaya, the rope of Allah, as it is mentioned in the Quran, that is wilaya. Without clinging onto that, without clutching onto that, we cannot expect the message of Tawheed to come down to earth.
All right.
And this is a very important thing which we have to inculcate in our children. Yes, we do that when we take them for the programs which are held in commemoration of the imams, especially the commemoration or the memory of Karbala,
okay,
Imam Hussein, his companions,
all right,
their great sacrifice. That is, of course, something which we do from the day our child is born. We try to ingrain a relationship with the Imam Hussein, with the Ahlul Bayt al-Islam from the day he is born.
Yeah.
Even it is said that one of the rituals which is recommended, that the turba of Imam Hussein is given to the newborn child.
Yeah.
So that relationship is developed from the day the child comes to
the world. Child is born, actually, yeah.
And that has to be deepened,
yeah,
and become entrenched in his
day by day,
in his mind, in his feelings, in his actions.
True.
So yes, we take him for commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and the other imams, or on the day of on their birth anniversaries, we remember them.
Yeah.
And we remember how they played the role that they were supposed to do as the wali, as the imam,
yeah,
imams of this ummah, were wronged by the ummah to a great extent. But the important thing is that it should not be a just ritualistic memory.
All right.
And we have to develop the fact that this
relationship,
that relationship, which, as I said, encompasses all my four relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wilaya is the basic essence of all four
relationships.
I mean, even in our dealings with Allah Almighty, specifically, we talk about tawassul.
Yeah.
We talk about the intercession of the imams.
Yeah.
We talk about how we can inculcate in our children that when they want to speak to Allah Almighty, they ask for the intercession,
yeah,
of the Ahlul Bayt.
True.
We prime them. We make them think of Allah Almighty from the point of view of the Ahlul Bayt.
All right.
With their attitude, with their vision. That, yeah, is very important, because when we want to understand Tawheed,
yeah,
the unity of Allah Almighty, the uniqueness of Allah Almighty, the best possible picture that can be provided for mankind is through the Ahlul Bayt.
All right.
So we want our children to understand Tawheed through the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt.
All right, so developing a relationship with Ahlul Bayt is actually taking back our children to Tawheed, developing the concept of monotheism within them. I'll talk more on that note with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
Ya Muqiyal Khayrat, Ya Muqiyal Khayrat,
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, O nation of Shia, teach your children the poems of Al-Abdi, because he was a follower of the religion of Allah.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab, and today we have with us Mr. Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing about the relationships that we need to develop within our children. Yes.
If we analyze the relationship of wilaya, when we talk about the wilaya, the authority, if we want to explain what wilaya is, it has two aspects.
All right.
That is important that our children must understand. That one, when is a person called a wali who has authority over us?
Yes.
As the Quran says that if the Holy Prophet makes a decision, then you have no right to challenge him.
True.
His decision is the final decision.
True.
He has the final word in all our dealings.
Even nobody has authority over him.
Over us. An-Nabi awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim.
Okay.
The Holy Prophet has authority over all of us.
True.
So this concept, this mindset, this attitude has to be ingrained in the behavior, the mindset of the child from the very beginning. And we have to understand, why is the Prophet the wali? Why is Allah Almighty the wali?
Okay.
Why does he have authority? Why do we accept him to be the wali? Because he has those attributes of knowledge, of power, of being merciful,
yeah,
and so many other attributes that are there in the holy, in Allah Almighty.
True.
That makes him worthy of our adorance.
True.
Of our glorification.
Yeah.
And most important, our obedience to him.
Exactly.
In the same manner, amongst the human beings, whoever is the closest to the Holy to Allah Almighty in his attributes,
mm-hmm,
the Holy Prophet is the prophet because he is worthy of being the prophet.
Exactly.
He has excelled in human behavior, in his human nature, and he's achieved closeness and proximity to Allah Almighty.
All right.
So he becomes closer to Allah Almighty. And then on the other side is that he has the proximity to Allah. And as a result of that, he commands our respect and our love, and he commands our obedience.
All right.
So this is what has to be inculcated. Where does it start? The smallest unit of society is the family.
All right. And charity begins at home.
That family unit has to show that authority.
Exactly.
Show that authority in practice. The father is the head of the family.
Yeah.
He is the continuation of the wilayat of Allah.
True.
The imams. At this level in society, it is the father who is the fatherly figure who has to be respected.
Right.
Why should he be respected? We should talk about that.
Inshallah, we'll talk about that in another session. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you so much for providing us such meaningful information. So this is not enough that since you are a Muslim, you are a believer, and your child should follow you as such without research, without just a blind faith. You have to develop all those relationships within a child. And that's important, as Mr. Naqvi explained all that. Thank you so much, Mr. Naqvi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us, you have any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also download our programs on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of